And there he goes again. You remember why he comes and goes, dear Grant? Do you remember why he comes and then he goes?
I'm not sure how long...
Because he rolls towards towns and rolls through them and rolls out the other side. That's what he did. He's a real person on a real documentary, which I've since lost, of course, in the move. Did you ever see the original documentary, Grant?
I saw some of it. Was this the same guy who stood on his leg for...
He stood on his leg for 7 years, on one leg. He said he would do it for 7 years. And he did it for 7 years until his leg withered and atrophied, Al.
Did it?
It withered because of the blood.
Loss of blood flow, yeah.
But he had these props and stuff. However, the temptation of friends of his to have walked up like on the 59th minute of the 7th year and then just go slapping it, hey, and back to square one again. But he did it. And then he, I think he refused to eat grapes or something for 2 weeks, and then that wasn't getting much business. And so he decided to roll everywhere. And he had a bunch of devotees who said, you know, he's going to roll around. And he rolled across India. Now, we know this, Grant, that the Sahara Desert is bigger than America, right?
That's right.
India, I think, is bigger than both of them put together. He rolled from one side, what's the matter?
He's the evolved wheel.
He's the evolved wheel, exactly. He tried to, he couldn't even get that guy on. And then he came to London and rolled...
Yeah, he rolled down the embankment, didn't he?
Yeah, which is very small beer after rolling across India. He rolled down the embankment.
I wish I'd have known when that was happening, because I would have been...
He rolled across Battersea Park, several other... But when he rolled across India, I mean, he rolled through the traffic.
They made way for him.
He would be on his side, on his shoulder, and he rolled that way. Mm. He would stop at night, but when he got up in the morning, he would start rolling again. And the thing was, he had this little band of devotees behind him.
Truck.
Exactly. They had a truck, but they never needed it. And as you come to it, they would play music behind him, and this was the music that was played as you could hear him coming towards you. So you hear him coming towards you like this. Saying this. Down. So it's the rolling man. He's coming through it there, and he'd be out the other side of town then.
Dave just said, what happens if you get to a big hill?
No, his destination in India was a temple on the top of a mountain. He rolled up it. He really rolled up the mountain.
Probably having a withered leg helped you roll.
No. He wasn't withered leg, but that was a different fella. The rolling man was a totally different fella. How would they help you? How would he help you with a withered leg to roll?
Less encumbrance.
I suppose the option to stand wasn't there.
Less energy.